This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? To find your MO, tap now. Or for information on safe travel, come see me at visitmo.com.
Dele Alli is an Everton player then. The final deal done by the Toffees on deadline day came as a bit of a surprise, I think, to a lot of us. But an initial free transfer with the prospect of Everton paying add-ons up to $40 million, depending on how well he does. Let's hope he does that as well, and we end up paying all of it. As ever, we wanted to give everybody the best insight and inside track on our new signings. We spoke to journalist and Tottenham supporter Harry Sherlock to find out all about Dele Alli, his early days at Spurs, his world-class potential, and obviously where it's all gone wrong in recent years. Spoke to Harry for around about half an hour. So if you want to hear that in full, it's over on the Blue Room Extra, patreon.com/theblueroomextra. The link to it is in the description, depending on where you get your podcasts. If you join us over there, you can get podcasts every weekday, building up to and looking back on all of Everton's football matches. And of course, the transfer window this week. It's a busy time for the Blues, isn't it? So here's a section of that chat I had with Harry. And a reminder, if you want to hear this in full, it's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Hopefully we'll see you there. In the meantime, hope you'll enjoy this segment.
I think there's a lot of sadness about him going. And I think it's from, you know, level-headed, switched-on Spurs fans. You know, if you just believe Twitter, you wouldn't know that there were many of them. But they do exist, and I think we all feel that there's just a real sense of what could have been and what should have been with Dele. And him leaving as he has is really disappointing, because, you know, you've got to back the manager, absolutely, and Antonio Conte clearly doesn't fancy him, and that's fine. But, you know, to see him move on this kind of bizarrely structured deal, you know, free transfer initially, so on and so forth, it just kind of shows the desperation to get him out of the door. And, you know, 4 years ago, if you'd have asked me who's going to be Dele Alli's next club, I would have said Real Madrid or Bayern Munich or a proper European giant. And, you know, no disrespect, Matt, like, you know that I'm a big Everton supporter when they're not playing Tottenham, but that's not what Everton are at the moment. And yeah, there's a real sense of disappointment, and I think just kind of sadness about who he should have been as a player. And the hope, I think, for a lot of us now is he goes to Everton and, you know, Lampard really loves him and plays him and gives him a chance to get back that spark, because it's gone missing over the last few seasons, unfortunately.
You say there about where he could have potentially gone in his career, and I mean, I want to go back to that when he first obviously burst onto the scene at Spurs. He had those amazing first couple of campaigns. I mean, how good was he then in particular? And what was it about his game at that point that was so endearing and made him sort of capture the imagination of Tottenham fans so much?
He was world class. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, he had an incredible first touch, which has not left him. You know, even under Mourinho, he scored that phenomenal goal against Man United at Old Trafford when he just plucked the ball out of the sky and turned and prodded it beyond De Gea. He did similar against Chelsea, that long ball from Eric Dier, brought it down, finished. And he was constantly bursting into the box, making those runs. He never stopped, pressed all the time. But when he had the ball, he could just do pretty much anything with it. And he wasn't like skillful in the way that you would say someone like Ronaldinho is skillful, you know, with tricks and, you know, Rabonas and flip flaps and step overs and all of that. He's not that kind of player. He's got a skill about how he utilizes the ball, how he kind of manipulates it with his foot. He can use almost every part of his foot to bring the ball under control and move it on. And he scored some sensational goals for us. You know, he scored an overhead kick last season in the Europa League. And he's just got that impudent talent of, you know, lobs, flicks, tricks. And I think he represented for Tottenham when he was bursting through this idea of there is boundless potential in Dele Alli and there is boundless potential in the team that we're building under Maurizio Pochettino. And I think Dele Alli embodied that more than anyone else, that feeling of he will run for 90 minutes. He will also, you know, he's got steel because he can go in and make tackles and he's got a bit of needle about him, but he's got silk as well because of the way he finishes and the way he passes. At that period, I think most Tottenham fans would have picked him out as the one who's going to go on and play for Real Madrid, Barcelona in a £200 million transfer, more so than Kane, more so than Son, more so than Eriksen. At that point in time, Dele Alli was, I think, one of the best players in the league. And since then, and since Pochettino's departure, and since Eriksen's departure as well, which I don't think should be overlooked because they had a really, really good partnership, it's just gone downhill. And I don't think it's solely his fault. I don't think it's solely manager's fault. I think there are circumstances beyond his control as well. But it's been sad. It's been sad to see. And I think, you know, he was also a fixture of the England team as well. And that's fallen by the wayside. I can't remember his last cap. But at his best, he's one of the best players I've seen play for Spurs, genuinely.
Dear gas prices, go take a hike. Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. The Toyota hybrid lineup brings efficiency with power and savings with style. Not to mention top tech to help keep you connected. Plush premium interiors and the most advanced Toyota safety features. So, now you know who you're talking to. Toyota. The number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. With a hybrid or electric vehicle built for every driver. Seriously, dear gas prices? Do you really think you can stand in our way? Think again. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
Podcast Network.